Are you feeling cramped, unorganized, and overwhelmed living in a small space? Tune in for tips to help you maximize your space, no matter how small. Welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and I am your host. This podcast is here to empower you to declutter your mind, space, and life. I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and if you're listening for the very first time, I want to welcome you. I hope you are having a great start to this week. In this episode, we have some exciting things lined up for you. Felicia Wallace Benton, who is a returning guest and an interior designer, will be sharing how we can live in a small space and be organized. I will also be sharing my favorite product at Repurpose, as well as book suggestion for this week. And I did a little research on some statistics. And in Hong Kong, for example, nano apartments that are only a few hundred square feet or even less are not uncommon. These tiny living spaces are designed to maximize every inch of space in response to the city's sky high real estate prices. And similarly, in cities like Paris and New York, small studio apartments can sometimes be found that are under 200 square feet. These apartments often require innovative solutions to make the space livable, such as fold-away furniture or lofted beds, which is why I asked our guest, Felicia Wallace Benton, and she is an interior designer with over 10 years of experience. She specializes in shaping average spaces into personal luxury sanctuaries that will stand the test of time, equipped with an easygoing manner and unique ability to capture each client's vision with vivid details. She has reshaped spaces for her clients of diverse visions. So sit back, take some notes. You may even want to share this with a friend who is living in a small space on how we can maximize it, again, no matter how small. Hello and welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the conversation. I'm excited because I have returning guest and friend, Felicia Wallace Benton. And she is an interior designer, and I can't wait to talk about our conversation because we're going to talk about small spaces. You know, I mean, as we were sharing earlier, you know, the apartment sizes are shrinking. But then we still have so much stuff that sometimes we just don't want to let go of. So that's why I wanted to talk to Felicia about what we possibly need to let go of, but also how we can just make our space functional, but also livable, you know, because I mean, yes, you know, ideally when you walk in some of those spaces, you feel like you only can have a chair and a table, but we need a little bit more than that. So Felicia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me again, Janet. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
So before I get into the details, one question I wanted to ask you today is, what made you decide, you know what, I wanted to start my interior design firm? What was that moment where you said, you know what, I'm going to do it?
Actually, it was never a moment when I was about to do it. I've actually been encouraged by family members, my cousin in particular, and then my mentor. They've always told me that I need to step into my calling. And I was always fearful of it. It wasn't until a reason when the opportunity opened itself and I told them, they were like, oh, yeah, this is long time overdue. Do it. So it wasn't like I said, OK, this is the time. No, it just happened.
OK.
And, oh. Yeah.
So with your gift and your calling, as you know, apartments are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So what are some of the things when somebody looks and they really find a location and it's convenient, but they realize it might be 500 square feet. Of course, for some reason, 300 square feet is coming into my mind, but like 500, 600 square feet, which is pretty small. And they have so much stuff. And we have a lot of stuff. So what are some of the things that people, when they sign that lease and they move into that space, what are some of the things that maybe they do, but they really shouldn't do?
Sometimes they take whatever they have now currently and try to fit it into the space, which is a complete no-no. I try to tell people that's where I come in, or you have to be very creative and measure everything out, because it's not just trying to fit it into the space. In some cases, what I've come across is trying to get it up the stairs or out of the elevator down the hall to the space. It's like you have to take all that consideration when you're living in an apartment. I kind of equate it to living in a dorm, because you have to make sure that it fits all the way into the space. It's the same thing with an apartment. But with an apartment, it's kind of yours. So you can be more creative than you can in like in a dorm situation, but you still have to make sure, again, everything fits. And as a designer, that's where I come in handy, because I normally do floor plans to help people know what they can take and what they should not take.
And, you know, when you said that, I thought, you know, because a lot of times those of us who are apartment dwellers, we get the bookshelves so we can have, you know, floor to ceiling space. But then when we move and we realize, well, that piece is heavy, I don't feel like taking it down. And I know a few people who have just left the bookcase and they've just kind of moved without it. So you're right. Really kind of sitting down and measuring the space. So in regards to like the small space, what are some things that we can do to make it functional, but also stylish as well? Because yes, you know, we probably need, you know, to think about storage and things like that. But when you're in that small space, you don't necessarily want to see the tote bench. You want to see something a little prettier.
Oh my gosh, there are so many ways which you can definitely style your space and be creative. Like if it's, I call it like a loft. So you really don't have any dividers. You can be creative with area rugs and define your space that way. Also the setup of the furniture, like you can have like a sofa be a divider with a nice table, screens. They're not as easy to find, but sometimes you can find them in like say your local Home Goods and something, but screens are beautiful to have. Amazon, I just went online because I was like, I wasn't finding one perfect for a client. And oh my gosh, Amazon had tons of them. Wayfair does too. And they're a perfect way to divide a space. And also for you to make little niches and areas. The structure of the apartment, sometimes it might be an older building that they rehab. So you might have little niches and you can be creative with those too. I also tell people to live on their walls. It's kind of weird, but you have to build on your walls, and that's where you get most of your storage. You can do storage like through ottomans and stuff like that, or like underneath like end tables. You can be creative there too as well. But mainly for your walls, that's where you can be creative. And as a designer, we can help you to not just get those bins, but you can find different ways to be creative.
And, you know, as you were talking, you know, one of the things in living in a small space now is a lot of people, they have to make that space for an office or workspace because so many people are working from home. So how do you suggest they do that? Do they take up space in the bedroom or maybe, you know, in the living room area? Because I know some people who kind of do both ways.
I think it's whatever works for them.
Okay.
Most people are like ADD challenge. So maybe the bedroom is not the best part because that's where you should be having your downtime to relax, to sleep. So I really don't kind of suggest that unless you are able to focus. Cause I work in my bedroom too sometimes. But that doesn't affect me when it's time to go to sleep. So that's something people have to keep in mind. And if that's the case, then that's when I recommend another area of the house. And that's where you would have to definitely divide it off, because if you're easily distracted, you're always thinking about what's going on over here versus what needs to be done over here. That's why I try to get people to get rid of office clutter, because, you know, you can easily get distracted. It's the same thing with like a small space, unless it's like a room in itself. It's really easy to think about the dishes in the kitchen, what's going on in the living room, especially if someone's occupying the living room. It's kind of hard for you to concentrate. So you have to be creative of how you divide it off. And normally I do think furniture and screens are one way to do that. There is another way to be creative, and you can definitely kind of try to, but I don't recommend this for everybody, because it might be, if an apartment, you do have to get landlord's consent. You put in a lot of holes and stuff in the wall, but you can put in like a track where you can draw back and forth curtains. Okay. I've done that more so for condos than apartments, because condos is technically yours, your own. So whatever you maintain the inside versus an apartment. And for small condos, I have like, I came, that was years ago, where I saw like someone installed like window treatment. So it's like a regular window just on a track, just open and close, and that helped to divide the space, and it added a beauty element to the other side. So that's just a thought.
And those are some really good suggestions, because like you said, I mean, if you have a condo, that's great for that divider. I do know some people who would probably even use it even as apartment dwellers, but that's their choice.
The landlord.
And that is true. They need to talk to the landlord. But I also like your suggestion of dividers, because if somebody does have to have an office space, and maybe, you know, behind them is a kitchen or something like that, they can just put up a divider, and then it can look a little bit more professional. Or even if they have to have it in the bedroom, sometimes people are conscious of people actually seeing their bed, so then they can do it that way. Yeah. But I like those suggestions as well, because like, mm-hmm. you know, I discussed, you know, the apartments are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So, you know, we have to come up with creative ways to just, you know, have a space that's organized, but also beautiful as well.
Yes.
So, Felicia, I ask this question to all my guests. I'm getting confused here. Is that, you know, how do you stay organized? Is it a habit, a routine? Is it the way you plan your day, your week?
Well, I'm definitely, when it comes to calendars, I'm a paper calendar person. I think I started off that way. I do sometimes utilize my phone when it's on the minute, on the spot, but I definitely write it down. So if it's not written down, it's lost.
I understand.
But I have a system. Everything has its home. If it's not in its home, I start to panic and get antsy. It's like, oh my God, where do I put it? So I try to get into the habit of putting everything in its home, from keys to just little like necklaces. Because you never know when you're looking for it. If it's not in its home, you spend extra amount of time looking for something that you didn't have to if it wasn't in your home. I'll give you a perfect example. We keep keys and stuff, mailbox keys, and I just happened to keep the mailbox key in my purse. Didn't take it out like I should have done and put it in his home. So my husband's spending 10 minutes running around the house trying to find his mailbox key so he can get the mail and get something out that he needs. And he's like frantic, where is this key? And I'm like, trying to retrace my steps, because I'm the one that last had it. Like, where did I put it? And I'm like, oh, here it is. It was in my purse. I had to put it in its home.
Yeah.
You would have never had that situation. You know, you just found it, life will move on. So it just makes life much easier.
So put it back. Yeah. When you take something out, you put it back. That's true.
Home. And I call it its home because it always wants to go home. See? And it makes me want.
And that's good. Yeah, you're right. And you're right. Everything has a home. Everything has a place. So you're right. And it does make it easier when you are living with someone and you do have to, you know, share things like the mailbox key.
Yeah.
So Felicia, how can people connect with you?
You can always reach me on my website. It's www.designing-your-vision.com. I'm easily to reach by email, and it's fbenton, B-E-N-T-O-N, at designing-your-vision.com. So either one of those two. I'm also on social media, Facebook and Instagram. So you can find me that way too as well, under Designing Your Vision. So.
And of course, you know, I will have all of her social media links in the show page so you can connect with her directly and really talk about your space and how Felicia can help you. Felicia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
So, what was your takeaway from my conversation with Felicia? Was it that maybe you need to get rid of a piece? Maybe something's too big? Please share. I would love to hear from you. So now let's transition to Taylor's Tip Time. And this is where I'll be sharing 5 practical tips this week to help you with your small space. So the first thing is use multifunctional furniture. You know, a lot of times, I'll never forget, I went to a friend's house. She had this beautiful black, like a patent leather stool. She said, oh, Janet, at first it was a stool, but she was using it actually as a coffee table, but it also had storage, multifunctional. Number 2, repurpose items you do not want to get rid of. And those of you who have listened to this podcast know that I have got the trunk that my mother used to travel with, and I use it not only as a coffee table, but also as storage for my holiday decorations. Number 3, get rid of the duplicates. You're in a small space. So yes, we need scissors, but do you need 3 and 4 pairs? Number 4, eliminate things that are too big for the space. And yes, there are times when we can repurpose things, but if it's making you feel crowded, you're feeling overwhelmed, it might be time to let it go. And number 5, this is one of the things that can truly help you really feel like you are living in an organized space, but also help you find things the first time you look. And that is putting things back. I said it, put things back. When you take things out of a drawer, put it back. When you take things out of a closet, put it back. So think about that as you want to organize, whether it's your small space or your large space. Well, I would love to hear from you, especially if you enjoy listening to this podcast. So please leave a review, Apple review. I would love that. You can rank us on Spotify. So we would love for you to kind of share us the love. Well, if you're ready to get your life organized, we have virtual sessions. The other day, a client who I'm working with, she's like, Janet, I think I found the perfect piece, because she's downsizing, so she can just make room for some other things because she's expanding her business. So she needs room in her home for that. So she's kind of downsizing some of the large furniture pieces. And so therefore, we did a face-to-face in the store, and I am happy to say the item was delivered and she is happy. Actually, she was looking for a smaller sofa so that she could not only relax, but also friends wanted to come over, relatives wanted to come over. And a lot of times her relatives do want to stay for the weekend. She still has the space for that, but just in a smaller size sofa. So check out my virtual sessions. And there is a link in the show page where you can schedule a 15-minute session with me. Well, I always like to take a moment just to say thank you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for following me on social media. Thank you for your likes and your shares. And please continue to follow me. And if you are not following me on social media, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, as well as Pinterest. The links are in the show page. And on Pinterest, I have a board for small spaces. And don't forget, you can check out the interviews with my guests on YouTube. So subscribe and click the bell for reminders. And ladies, if you're thinking of getting your life organized, don't get overwhelmed. Join the Facebook group, Living Life Totally Organized. It's a community of women supporting each other on their journey to living a life that is organized. It's free to join. Each week, we continue the conversation started here on the podcast, but also sometimes people like Janet, I want to organize my kitchen. I want to organize my bathroom. I'll come on with some strategies because a lot of times they get very specific. So I can give them specific strategies. I come on that group live. So I want you to check it out. And again, it's free to join. So there's a link in the show page. And do you know what time it is? Because see, I'm smiling from ear to ear. Because I know what time it is. Do you kind of like have your dance on by the kitchen sink? You know, maybe around the dining room table, the coffee table, or you know, just somewhere in the middle of the floor. It is Toss It Tuesday time. And this is where I just give you a simple tip to declutter your life. And this week, it's about the bathroom. It's about going underneath that bathroom sink, underneath, and tossing all the things that maybe you thought you were going to use because it was going to make your skin softer, or sometimes you just like the scent of things, but it really doesn't work. Let's get rid of that stuff and make room for the things that we truly use and love. My app suggestion for this week, because we're in this season where we're doing some spring cleaning, it's called Declutter. And looking to make quick cash or just declutter, sell your stuff on Declutter today. They have phone, they accept phones, they accept CDs, DVDs, games, books, tablets, and so much more. So check them out. And that, you can check that out on my Pinterest page. And then, of course, my product suggestion, which you can find in my Amazon shop. I have actually a section called Storage Can Be Beautiful, because maybe you do have a small space, but then you have all the accessories to all the wonderful devices you have. You can put them in a nice little basket or a box, a decorative box with a lid. Storage can be beautiful. And of course, I have repurposed pages on Pinterest. I have one for the garden, one for the office, one in general. So check them out, because there may be things that you want to, you know, you're looking at, I need to get rid of it, but you know, you've got that attachment to it emotionally. See if it can be repurposed. And of course, my book suggestion for this week is Unclutter Your Life. Kick the clutter habit and completely organize your life for good. Andrew Mellon. Well, we're coming to the end, and my quote for this week is short but impactful. Less is more, specifically when you are living in a small space, because you want to feel like your home is a sanctuary. Well, I definitely want to thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Got Clutter, Get Organized. Please spread the word about the podcast to your loved ones, as well as on your social media. And of course, you can always show your support by just leaving a review. And as always, you can visit the website at janetmtaylor.com. But until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week.